This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has said U.S. economic support for Niger is at risk as a military takeover threatens the country's stability. AP correspondent Karen Chalmers reports.
Blinken, who is in Australia as part of a Pacific tour, said at a news conference,
"Our economic and security partnership with Niger, which is significant, hundreds of millions of dollars, depends on the continuation of the democratic governance and constitutional order that has been disrupted by the actions in the last few days.
Members of the Niger military recently announced they had deposed democratically elected President Mohamed Bazoum. A few days later, they named General Abdurrahman Chiani as the country's new leader. Niger is seen as the last reliable partner for the West in efforts to battle jihadis linked to Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State group in Africa's Sahel region. I'm Karen Chamas.
A group of 100 soldiers from the Russian Wagner group have moved closer to the Belarusian city of Grodno near the Polish border. That's what Poland's prime minister said Saturday. Poland is a former Warsaw Pact member, which has been a full member of the U.S.-led NATO military alliance since 1999. The country has been concerned about the possible spillover of war onto its territory ever since Russia invaded Ukraine in February of 2022. Sri Lanka on Saturday invited Japan to resume investment in projects including power, roads, and ports, as the Japanese foreign minister wrapped up the first high-level visit to the country in nearly 4 years. Sri Lanka's foreign minister said his country was seeking Japanese investment in sectors such as power, infrastructure, and dedicated investment zones, as well as in the green and digital economies. This is VOA News. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky visited Ukrainian troops near the eastern Bakhmut front line on Saturday. Photos published by Zelensky on Twitter showed him meeting troops and looking at maps in a windowless concrete-walled room. He praised Ukraine's special operations forces. Nicolas Petro, son of Colombian President Gustavo Petro, has been arrested as part of an investigation into money laundering and illicit enrichment. That's what the Attorney General's office said on Saturday. And there's a new military aid package for Taiwan. The AP's Lisa Dwyer reports.
The White House has announced $345 million in new military aid for Taiwan in what is the Biden administration's first major package drawing on America's own stockpiles to help Taiwan counter China. The package would include defense, education, and training for the Taiwanese, and man-portable air defense systems, or MANPADs, intelligence and surveillance capabilities, firearms, and missiles. The goals are to help it counter and to deter China from considering attacking by providing enough weaponry that it would make the price of invasion too high. The U.S. maintains a one-China policy under which it does not recognize Taiwan's formal independence and has no formal diplomatic relations with the island in deference to Beijing. However, U.S. law requires a credible defense for Taiwan and for the U.S. to treat all threats to the island as matters of grave concern. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
For the second time this month, a lottery jackpot in the U.S. has grown to over $1 billion. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The Mega Millions jackpots rolled to about $1.05 billion, with no first prize winner Friday night. There hasn't been a Mega Millions jackpot winner since April. That means if one ticket wins in Tuesday night's drawing, the lump sum option would pay out about $527.9 million. Friday night's drawing wasn't a total bust. There was a $5 million winning ticket sold in Pennsylvania and another for $1 million. $1 million tickets were also sold in Arizona, California, and New York. It's just the fifth time Mega Millions has reached $1 billion. Powerball 2 weeks ago rose that high until a winning ticket was sold in Los Angeles. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The North Atlantic reached its hottest ever level this week on the heels of a new record high in the Mediterranean. That's according to preliminary data from the U.S. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Association. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.